Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast.
Woo! Welcome.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's just jump right into it, everybody. It's another day, another book review with me and Haley. And we are so excited to get together and talk about The Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches.
By Sangu Mandana. I'm sorry if I totally butcher the pronunciation. Amy will give us a little synopsis about the story.
Yes, a quick synopsis without jumping too much into it. I do think this book is a very kind of cozy, contemporary fantasy-like book with romance in there as well. And so if you've read the book, The House on the Cerulean Sea, then I think that you would like this book because it's very similar vibes where the main character, Mika Moon, is a witch and she is tasked with being a teacher to these three young witchlings. And it's just like her navigating and growing within herself while also being a mentor to these witches who live within this family called the Nowhere Place or the Nowhere House. And her getting along with the caretakers as well as this very handsome librarian who is the romance within the story. And so overall, just all themes of like found family, love, magic, and a really feel-good book. And so if you're interested, go ahead and read it. And this is going to be the start of our filled with spoilers review.
Yes, good disclaimer to put in there right away. So if you've been with us for a little bit, you know that Amy and I like to rate our books. You ready, Amy?
Yes.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. 3 stars.
4 stars.
Wow, I'm surprised. I was leaning more towards like 2.5. Like, I didn't want to give it 2 because it wasn't like bad. It definitely didn't really like pull me in. I don't think I would have finished it if we weren't reading it together, honestly.
Which is surprising for me because this entire time, like while I was reading it, after I was reading it, I just got the entire Haley vibes. I was thinking, this reminds me of part of your world with magic in it. And Haley would like it. That's what I thought. I guess I was wrong.
I can kind of see what you're saying. It's funny because I read this one after reading Sorcery of Thorns. And I was telling, well, it was like on our list. And I was still reading Sorcery of Thorns, and Amy was like, yeah, once you finish that one, though, like, our next one is, like, good. She was kind of, like, hyping me up, and maybe, but I was like, oh, okay, and then I started reading this one, and I was like, Amy, were you, like, talking about this one? Because I didn't think it was that good, so I was pretty surprised, but I can sort of see what you're saying with, like, part of your world, kind of the, like, twinkly magic, but I feel like this one was more overt, like it's very obviously magic, like that's the whole point of the book. I don't know, I was like, I guess as much as I feel like we didn't really get the full story or anything like that, because, you know, I wish we got more backstory. Maybe that's me wanting, like, I like, you know, flashbacks. And stuff like that. You know, literally. So like maybe that's why I feel like we didn't, you know, when they talk about the curse of how, mm-hmm. like, witches, so in the book, apparently, like, all witches are born to, or are orphans, so, like, their parents die pretty quickly after giving birth to their child, which is why Micah, has to come and, like, take care of these three little girls that are orphans, because they don't have a mom, but, we didn't really, as much as they sort of explained it, I feel like we didn't really get the whole story.
Yeah, I can see that. Now that you pointed it out, because I think that there are areas in like different characters as well, where you don't get the full story of even for Jamie too, you kind of get a glimpse of what his background and his family was like, but it's never really like goes into depth that a flashback would give you.
Yeah,
They're just like telling you what happened.
she gave us a very small glimpse and like, oh, he has siblings, and he kind of like, even now I have a hard time remembering it because it was just like so split. Like, oh yeah, he come meet my family. We were kind of troubled, but like now it's okay. We didn't really get the story or anything like that. And I'm gonna be honest, I thought he was gonna be a wizard, that like that was his thing, because they made his past so like shrouded with mystery that I was like, oh, he is the owner of the house. What's her name?
Lillian.
Yeah, Lillian. I thought Lillian was gonna be his mom. And like, anyways, that's what I thought was gonna happen. And so I was kind of like, oh. Just I guess confused because I had created this story in my head, and when that wasn't what it was, I was like, oh, what a surprise.
Prediction gone wrong.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, I guess, in a way, for me, like what was missing for that, like a 5-star book was similar, where I feel like it was a very like YA in a sense where it's like straightforward. Like this is the story and that's it. I'm not really gonna like give you depth
Yeah.
in other things that are going on. It's just like this is where we're going and that's all that's going to be happening. But the parts that I did like were just, I felt like the book was a very feel-good book. And so the environment that I was reading this book in was I was on the plane when I was reading it. So stuck on a plane for a couple hours with nowhere to go, but read this book. It was very comforting, I think. And it really took me to another place where just Mika going to the nowhere house or place and meeting all these people and making her feel at home, and the description of how she makes her room with like the plants, and then she's bringing like a floating koi pond floating in the air. I thought it was just very happy. And so, pulling from that, it made me think of, oh, maybe Haley would like this because she likes like those feel-good romances. And I think perhaps I connected this like cozy feeling to something that you would like. So in my head, I was also thinking, no wonder I was like, Haley, this, you will like this.
Oh, that's so sweet, though. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
It's okay. No offense taken, to each their own.
I feel like the thing about YA books that I like in terms of the romance aspect is that it makes me like get the butterflies and it makes me feel happy. I didn't get that one. I didn't get it from this book at all. Like there weren't any like cute moments I felt, and it might be I was reading it and I was like, I was thinking of you too, that I thought, oh yeah, Amy probably liked it because of like the family aspect of the story. I thought would be,
Yes.
yeah.
No, yes. I actually agree. I didn't see feel the strong connection with Mika and Jamie.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's maybe because the trope is grumpy sunshine. So he's like a really grump, like a grumpy guy, and she's just like this bright, beautiful flower, so happy. That because he was so standoffish and so protective, that when they did have moments together, it felt forced or stiff, and I just couldn't like connect from there. Because right now, I can't think of a cute moment that they had together other than like the shooting stars, but maybe it was because I liked the idea that she was collecting the dust or whatever it was. So that's why I remember the moment.
I agree with you. I don't. I feel like there was. wasn't any substance behind it at all. Like, it was like, oh, he was kind of skeptical at first, but there weren't moments that you could feel him softening or anything like that. I think it was just more the story that she was giving is that he's protective of the kids. And once he sees how good she is with the kids, he likes her. But since he's kind of a, like a stoic guy, it doesn't really show. But like, she didn't even show the reader, really, I didn't think.
Yeah. And I think to your point, you're right that I accepted and really enjoyed this book for that family theme. And would, if I look at it in the perspective of a romance book in itself, I would rate it lower. But I really enjoyed that, just meeting, her interactions with the kids and with the family and those little moments of magic that really drew me in and kept me going. Because one of the things was, you know, her mentor slash aunt or mom, I don't remember,
Yeah,
Primrose.
Primrose. Yes. I loved them together. They were so cute.
Me too. Yeah, I liked their interactions and how it came from the beginning of the book when we're first introduced to Primrose. I was iffy about Primrose. I'm like, who is this person? She's so strict. Let Mika be. But then, as you hear a little bit, the snippet of Mika's backstory, and then they have these, whenever Primrose comes back into the picture and talks to Mika and all of that and provides guidance. You kind of see their relationship and how it works. And then when you understand it, it makes sense. And then it's really cute. So.
Yeah, like I feel like they had way more growth as than like her and Jamie. Like more the social aspect was between her and Primrose where you get to sort of see more of the humanity, I felt like. Because yeah, when I think back on like, oh, like the heartwarming moments to me in the book are yeah, like when towards the end when Primrose is like, "Okay, we can do the gathering with a bunch of witches and you can bring people." And when she talks about like her house and less more so the romance.
Yes, I agree. And going towards the end of the book where Primrose is there for Mika when they mess up, right? They lock the guy, the lawyer person in the barn, and they come to terms that they need to wipe his memory. And so Primrose is like, I'm here for you. It's okay. It's what I'm good at.
Yeah, that was really sweet.
Yeah, without making her feel too bad about it. And that was something that you can see from that motherly role, who is of someone who will be strict, but when you need them, they will be there for you.
Yeah. So ultimately, like, yeah, it was a good book. And if that intrigues you, listener, then you should definitely pick it up. But if it's like a romance book you're looking for, which actually, how did we find this book?
We were looking on the Goodreads nominated books, but I don't remember what category it was nominated for.
Amy, it was nominated for Best Fantasy, which is what you're saying.
Oh, excellent. Because if it was in romance, then we would have a talk, you know? This is not a romance book.
Interesting. I mean, it does make sense. Aw, it says cozy mystery is the genre. That's cute.
I like the word cozy. It feels cozy.
I'm curious to see what the other nominees for Best Fantasy are. Oh. Apparently the winner in 2022 for Best Fantasy was House of Sky and Breath by Sarah J. Maas.
We should choose the second one because I think that one is just popular because Sarah J. Maas sweeps
Oh.
fantasy, I think,
Oh.
normally. Very popular on Book Talk.
The second one is Babel. I've heard a little bit.
Me too.
Yeah, that
I
one.
read The Poppy War from her.
Oh yeah, and you liked it.
I did, but I wouldn't read the rest of the series. It was very traumatizing for me. And if anyone listening out there, you see that this is the kind of book that's up my alley. Cozy fantasy. The Poppy War is not cozy. The opposite side of the spectrum.
Amy,
Yes.
you know what's under new releases tagged cozy mystery?
No, tell me.
A witch's guide to fake dating a demon.
Okay, all right. Everyone, Haley, I just finished that book that you just said, A Witch's Guide to Dating. D fake dating a demon. I think this is dating a fake demon. I just finished it and it gives me the same vibes as this book, but it's romance. This book is romance.
So it's good then.
Yes, I think it's good. I think it's good. I gave this book 4 stars
Ooh.
and I liked it. I liked it a lot. So, just having this book, imagine this book for anyone who's read. This is very Secret Society of Irregular Witches. And then you turn up the spice a little. You take away some of the family characters. You leave some core friendship characters. And bam, you got this book, A Witch's Guide to Fake Dating a Demon. And you get a little bit more backstory to the romantic figure. So I recommend it. I really do. Hopefully, Haley, you believe me this time
And I'm like,
when
now
I
I'm a little
recommend it.
skeptical. But I would want to try and read it.
Yes, you should, and then let me know. Add it to your list.
Okay, I will. I'll put it on my tab.
And there's no rush because maybe you need some time away from this book that you just read. And then you can come back to this one.
Well, I did start reading Daisy Jones and the Six.
Do you have some thing you can share with me?
Yes, it's, I mean, let's be honest, it's Taylor Jenkins Reid, so I feel like it follows how her other books are written, where it kind of like details the life story versus anything else. But it was kind of interesting because I hadn't like necessarily heard anything specifically. My dad and I watched the trailer to the Amazon show. And I was like, oh, I didn't know it was about like kind of infidelity, but I guess it is. And I was like, oh, so I was like, I'm glad we watched it first because now I was kind of prepared for like what the story was sort of gonna be about. But it's interesting because it's written in like an interview sort of style, which I thought was cool.
That is interesting.
But I was thinking, I think about you when I read now, and I was like, I feel like Amy will have an interesting take on this one because I know you don't like cheating.
Oh, yeah, I don't. Yes, it bothers me a lot. But we both read The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Yeah, and we didn't hate
We didn't hate it, we gave it 5 stars.
So I think, you know, it's very much very similar. It does obviously give you vibes of her other books, so it can't be all that bad then, can it?
That's true. I do like her writing style.
Yeah.
And for you too, since you like flashbacks, she does do flashbacks in her books.
Yeah. I mean, we get the whole life story, which is very cool.
Right up Haley's alley.
Literally, I need to know everything about the character, their whole life, and she does it very, very well.
Yes, but also in another podcast, didn't we talk about how we sense a theme in all of her books that there is infidelity?
Yeah.
In every single one, there's not one that we haven't read
I know, does that
that
mean
doesn't have.
that like inevitably you cheat always?
Yeah, what's the message here? Taylor Jenkins Reid, this is for you.
I'm like, are you telling something? Are you living vicariously through your characters? What's going on? I wonder if that's just like it creates drama. I feel like that's just the story that she likes to tell. Like, 'cause it's obviously her, they're not like sweet love stories. They're angsty and emotional, and maybe that's just how you create that sort of vibe.
I can see that. I was going to say that maybe she wants to paint a picture for readers that infidelity is very drama filled. And like you said, angsty and lots of anxiety, and you don't want to do it because this is what it's like. So you just read the book and experience it.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie, the way she tells it is like, oh, okay, you know, it's not that bad because time moves on and everyone moves on, and that's that.
Yeah, so she's really not painting a picture that says, caution, do not cheat on your partner.
Yeah, it's more like if it happens, it happens, and that's that.
Gosh. Well, I'll be mentally prepared for that.
Did you request it at the library?
I did. I haven't checked if it's ready yet. But like always, whenever books that I request, they come in hordes, and all of a sudden everything comes all at once. And so I've had to skip a few books from the library because I was away for a while. And so remember how, what was the book? Terms and Conditions. I wanted to read that, but I missed the deadline to pick that up, so I will not be reading that.
Oh, that's so sad. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I have about 7 books here that need to be read. So in a way, it's keeping me focused. Finish the task at hand.
Amy, you're so crazy. You go all in.
It's because I'm forced. What am I to do when all the books just happen to be ready for me to pick up at the same time? That's the universe. It's their fault.
Everyone's finishing their books at the same time, and they're like, Amy, here you go.
Here you go. We're done.
Yeah, but.
And I'm like, oh, gotta pace it out.
Well, now I have to request a witch's guide to fake dating a demon, so I gotta put that
You
one on hold.
should. Oh my gosh. Maybe I should just give you mine. I don't think I've renewed it yet. Yeah, I'm sure there. I was about to say, I'm sure no one else is waiting for it. But
Wait.
that's cruel.
Okay, I just put it on hold. You're the one copy. It's you.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
The other book I put on hold at the library is Tomorrow, Tomorrow, and Tomorrow, but it's taking forever for them to get it to me.
As much as I love the book, I don't know if you would like the book.
Amy. Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yes, I don't see Haley vibes, but my radar is apparently wrong. So this book, I thought it was all you, and it was not. So
Wait.
you never know at this point.
Why don't you think that that one is my vibe?
So, one, the writing style is very, there's a lot of words,
Oh.
and this book is not romance. And sometimes it gets technical, and I think what makes the book great is different from what I normally like about books. I think that the way the author writes, I normally wouldn't like it too, which is why I'm like, oh, you wouldn't like it. But it just works. And it builds the relationships between the characters. And the saving grace, if you end up liking it, I think will be the characters. The
Okay.
characters are really great. So, yep. Let me know to that one too. Great book. 5 stars.
I mean, we'll see what happens.
Sometimes do you ever think there are so many books out there, but there's not enough time to read all these books?
No.
I feel like that.
Oh, that's sad.
Also, sometimes there could be really good books that come out, but if they're not popular, then no one will know
Okay, that's fair.
that they're good.
I do think about that. That there's so many good books out there. But you know what I also think? That there's a lot of bad books out there.
Oh, yes. Yes. My average rating for books that I've read so far this year, solid 3 stars. Everything's like an average book, and I'm looking for that nice 4-star book. Like this book, The Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches.
I'm honestly dead. I'm shocked and slightly appalled that it's a four. Like we're always normally pretty in sync. I'm shocked, honestly.
Also, I liked the plot twist at the end. I laughed so hard at that part where Mika brings in Primrose and everyone is like, Lillian? And then she's like, you think I went to go get Primrose and brought back Lillian? What are you gonna? I was just laughing so hard in the airplane. I'm like, I can imagine that as like a TV show.
Oh yeah, that would be really cute.
Yes.
I'm sad
So
then that I didn't get to experience what you experienced.
I think it also has to do with I hyped it up for you. I shouldn't have said anything.
Well, I wasn't 100% sure that you were talking about this book, so I didn't feel like that hyped. And when I was reading it, I was like, oh, Amy must have meant the other book that's on my list that she read is more than what I started thinking. So no, it wasn't you. It was just maybe it's like in, you know, we talk about like the cycle of when we read books, if that determines our rating, maybe that's just what happened this time. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sad. I'm sorry.
Well, don't be sad because I know that in other book reviews, you find quotes that you really like. And for this book, I did it for you
Oh, great.
because I thought about you so many times in this book. All right, so the first quote that I liked was, "It's a leap of faith to love people and let yourself be loved." So it really has to do, for anyone who hasn't read it and then listening to this review, I just think that a main focus in this book, even if it wasn't romantic love, it was love in itself. So love with family, love within yourself, because Mika and all the characters, I think, just really found their strength with their family. And because of that love and bond with each other, they were able to find strength in themselves. And that's what I really liked about that. And then the next quote that I wrote down was, "It's not always enough to go looking for a place we belong. Sometimes we need to make that place." So you can see that I like this book because of the family aspect. It's all about home with me.
Yeah, I mean, I think it might have been better if they didn't try and like push the romance, sort of.
I agree. Because if I'm thinking about you as a romance reader from that perspective, I've experienced that before, where I have these lenses and I go in and I read this book, a book, and it's not what I'm looking for, even though perhaps the book itself is a solid book. If I'm in the mood for something and it's not giving me what I need, then I will rate it lower.
Well, no, like I think just in the sense that like I didn't go in thinking like, oh yeah, this is obviously romance. I did think it was gonna be YA, but like it didn't have like I wish if they had been like started to become like best friends or something. Like they just as much as everyone else became a family, like they didn't. I don't really see them like fitting as like a family, and it so it still felt like dysfunctional. But even the other thing is that I liked the like other characters, and then they just like stopped being part of it. Like, as much as it was family, I feel like a lot of it, like, those moments are like few and far in between.
Because the author was focusing on what little romance there was.
Yeah, that I don't know. Maybe it's just like it seemed like she was trying to build that up instead of I'm like, I just want more like relationship. Like, I like the fact that she was like, oh yeah, I want to make, you know, a tea. That's the part I really liked is that she like has magic tea, which gives you like it can make you lucky and stuff like that. And I was like, that is so
Yeah, I
cute.
like that too.
Yeah, I want to go to her little coffee shop.
Me too. Let's go.
Yeah.
We can have a party. A
Of
tea
course.
party.
We love tea.
Yes, we do. From our episode, This or That. Tea lovers right here, Amy and Haley. Woo! Well, I think it will take me a couple days to accept our very surprising differences in this book. Perhaps we will recover with our next read.
Oh yeah, what is our next read for the folks at home? It is, oh, Alone with You in the Ether.
Yes, so grab your books. I think this one is pretty popular on Book Talk, or was popular. It had its time.
Yeah, I first heard of it because people say it changes your life. Has your life been changed, Amy?
I don't want to give too much away. I'm going to say no. Yeah,
Dang, they really convinced me. They sold me on it.
I would say it takes a lot for a book to make your life feel changed. So, for example, I believe a bad book can make your life feel changed. But I also feel a good book cannot make your life feel changed. And I'll leave it at that.
Ooh, spicy. Well, if you want to understand our conversation, go ahead and give that one a read.
Are you reading any books right now, Haley, that what's on your reading list beyond the
Wait.
books that we're reviewing? What?
I literally just told you I'm reading Daisy Jones and the Six.
No, but like any other ones, or is just that one?
Okay, well.
Like, I've been on a roll. I've read three.
That's the one that's open, but I did read The Never King, which is a Peter Pan retelling. And that one was pretty good.
Do you recommend it?
I do. It's like a dark romance. Have you read any of those?
Does Neon Gods count as a dark romance?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't finish it. But I think so. I think people call it that.
Yeah, then I would say yes, but I think it was lightly dark. Is this very dark?
No.
Then perhaps I will like this book.
Yeah, I thought it was good. And I'm reading the sequel right now.
Oh, nice. Then it must be good for you to read the sequel.
Well, it's because the mystery, they catch you with the mystery. It like, you know, it wasn't like completed in the first story. So obviously I have to find out how they solve it, kind of thing. But I liked
Yeah,
it.
that
It
makes
was
sense.
good.
All right, I'm adding it to the list.
Is there anything else you're reading?
I've so other than so I just finished A Witch's Guide to Fake Dating a Demon. And I told you I liked that one. I finished this book that came out pretty recently. It's a collection of novellas, and it's called Love and Other Flight Delays. And I'm bringing this up to tell you that I did not like it. It was good, but it was my first time reading many short stories put together, and it didn't do it for me.
Oh.
And then a book that I would recommend is I had actually read this YA book because if you remember, I told you either on the podcast or separately that I was craving an enemies to lovers book. And I read If You Can See the Sun, and this is an academic rivals enemies to lovers with the romance being subplot, kind of. And the main story about this girl who's figuring out her identity, which is a lot of like YA books. And I really liked it. I thought the writing style was great.
Okay.
So, those were a few books. I've really lit a fire under myself because I'm behind on my reading goal on Goodreads. I stopped reading for a while and now I have to pick it back up again. Gotta keep the pedal to the metal.
Well, you don't want to get burnt out.
It's too late. You gotta keep going.
Well, now I'm curious, how many books are you at? It seems like you should be like, you shouldn't be behind. You should be way ahead.
I've only read 15 books this year.
Ooh, that's a lot. That's 5 a month.
Yes.
That's a lot. That's more than 1 a week.
Thank you.
You have
You're so
creeps in.
supportive.
Of course.
It scares me when you have your goal and then the Goodreads pop up and it says, "You are 4 books behind your goal," or something.
That would be stressful.
And me as a goal-oriented person. Bring on the books.
You're like, the challenge has been accepted.
Yes. But it's always interesting to hear what other books you're reading other than the ones that we're reviewing together for me to continue to expand my list. And I like your recommendations, so I value them very much.
Aw, thanks, Amy. You shouldn't.
Well, oh. You're the one who helped me go headfirst back into the reading world. So, thank you, Haley.
Oh, you're welcome, Amy. And now you have experience. You've and now you've opened another side to yourself.
I'll keep you updated on my reading goal as we continue throughout this year. Yours is 100 books, I think. Me keeping track of your goals too.
Yeah, and I feel like I haven't logged anything, so I'm at like zero or something like that. Wait, what's yours? 75?
Yes.
You know what is
It's
logged? My dad's books. I know we just talked about that. Father, why do you do this to me?
Well, in a way, you can count them as the books you've read. Each book finished, it matches. Just make sure it's equal to the number that you've actually read.
That's true. Or I'll just delete them. Dang, it says I'm 22 books behind schedule. That's stressful. Try not to think about it. I'm gonna go through and read all the books that
Oh my gosh. No, you have to. Okay, stop. Stop right there. I will recommend you the books. Don't just go in there and start reading willy-nilly.
Wow, that's so cool. I can see it. If anyone wants to follow Amy on Goodreads, you definitely should.
I guess if you want, I'm not active in a sense where I review books with actual writing. I just use the star system, and then you can leave a comment or send us a DM on our social media, Amy and Haley Podcast, if you have any questions about the books I'm reading.
If you want to know real time what Amy's recommendations are.
Exactly. Yes. Or if you just want to recommend us any books, we are honestly open to reading anything.
Yes, and we, a few people, if you guys follow us on Instagram, on our reel, people suggest that we should read If We Were Villains. So we have that one on our list, and that podcast episode will come out at some point. So if you've read that one and you really liked it and you want to hear our review, stay tuned.
It's at Amy and Haley Podcast.
Know the.
We gotta make sure we get our own branding correctly.
I know.
We
That's
don't
very
wanna
exciting.
send people away to different social medias if there was a The Amy and Haley Podcast out there.
We would need to sue them. No one else can be friends with Amy, who is Haley, and no Haley can be friends with Amy. Okay.
You heard it here first, folks.
Thank you guys for listening. We're gonna do our song recommendation now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I will just jump right in and say that Taylor Swift released a song called All of the Girls You Loved Before. And it's a new song that she released under her Lover album. And so, if anyone looks for it under her name on Spotify or something, under new releases, you won't find it. You'll have to either search up the name or directly find it under the Lover album. So that's a fun fact. But I think it's a really good song. Very deep and meaningful.
I listened to that song.
Did you like
I did.
it? Yay!
That's a good
Well,
recommendation.
it got Haley's stamp of approval. So listeners, listen to it.
Okay, mine's gonna be Deathbed by Emily Wiseband. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce your last name or not, but I really like that song.
You know, that reminds me of the song Deathbed. It's like Coffee for Your Head. Is that a song?
It sounds familiar.
I can't sing it because I don't remember it, but it's liked on my Spotify. Oh, okay, so it goes like this. It's like a cutesy song, and then they go, "Don't stay away for too long, don't go to
Oh.
bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head." Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Anyways, that song is called Deathbed too.
Yes, I know that one.
Yeah, so I'm excited to hear this one because I didn't know there would be more than one song called Deathbed that we would like.
Well, we're still unsure whether you would like this one, but I
I'll give
like it.
it a listen.
Okay, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you. We'll hear from, wait, cut that. I was gonna say we'll hear from you soon, but we won't. You'll hear from us soon. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.